She had the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved. She had the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved with her ever increasing membrane. Miss Virginia Epitome got bought beer again. Consistently tight, Miss Epitome, constantly losing her virginity and leaving the boys all cheering the cherry as her hymen grew back like the lush skin of a berry. Virginia, Virgo, epitome of intacta, the biological miracle had farm boys by the tractor. Footballers, sailors, guitar playing deadheads, Johns, Pauls, Steves, Mikes, Franks and Freds, Simon, a pieman or four, firemen, doctors, DJs, bounces on the door, surfers, skaters, policemen, traffic wardens. She didn't care. The hymen would grow back. It would always be there, whispering, "Go easy, for I am a virgin intact." But now the virgin bit was bullshit, but the rest was a biological fact. She had the hymen that always grew back. She had the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved from wives, girlfriends, sisters and mothers alike. But the boys all cheered for the world's tightest bike. Until one day, to her greatest despair, she found she was growing hymens almost everywhere. It started with thin ones up each nostril, then one formed in her left ear. Another grew in her throat, and a thicker one formed in her rear, until eventually she became a membrane. A large, mucus-muscled, intact bubble. Trouble, for nothing could pierce it, for it was waterproof from the rain. Miss Virginia Epitome now lived up to her name. She suffocated in the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved, with the hymen that always grew back until grew over her face like a slap. Thank you.